go walk with him.
It was supposed to be for Aaron Rodgers.
There we go.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. We will call our village board meeting for Tuesday, November 1st, 2022 to order. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, good evening, everyone. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
All present and accounted for. Do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda? Trustee Green. Do I have a second? Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? Oh, what's your motion?
To adopt the
agenda. Okay, there we go.
It's a silent motion.
And Trustee Sampson is a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number three, announcements. There is a budget hearing right here in this room on Tuesday, November 15th at 6:30 p.m. And we'll announce the resignation of James Wheeler from the Plan Commission. We thank James for his service. Also announcing the resignation of Shannon Shornack, a special equipment operator with the Village of Alloway. We wish Shannon great luck in his future. Early voting continues through Friday. Tomorrow the hours are 7:30 to 4:30. Thursday and Friday the hours are 7:30 to 5. And of course, Election Day is next Tuesday. Any other announcements from my fellow trustees? Any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to item number four, public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda?
Jamal Rook, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was here at the last meeting, and I asked for the village to put on the agenda discussion of political signage rules that are in conflict with the state laws. There is a flyer out in the hallway right now, and I just distributed it to some of the members. It's against state law to restrict the number of legal signs in the political campaign on a residential lot. If a husband and wife have differing opinions on who they want to have a sign in, they can both put a sign out in the front yard.
Let's take Wisconsin 172 West and I-41 North. Let's take Wisconsin 172 West and I-41 North.
So the point is that the village on multiple occasions has sent out enforcement officers to tell people they have to change their signs, and what the village is telling the people is not in line with what the state gives the people the right to do. And I also have a question, and I don't live on Alloway Avenue, but there's a number of signs that are larger than 11 square feet and are double-sided, and the village puts out the only signs in Alloway that have a governor on one side and a senator, elected senator, on the other side of the sign is Alloway, and I think that's because Alloway is enforcing the rules wrong. They're reading the rules wrong, and they need to make sure that they're in compliance. So number one, it was the quantity of signs. You're not allowed to regulate signs, the number of signs, if they're less than 11 square feet in the state. And then the size of the signs, if they're less than 11 square feet, you're not allowed to regulate those either. And so I'd like that to be on the next village board agenda, so we can get a clearing up of that item. It really doesn't make a big deal in senator races or in governor races, But on local races where you have school board members and trustees and local people who can't afford mass media, the yard signs are very important. And then finally, there needs to be a discussion of how public comment is allowed to be made at both the committee meeting and at the board meeting. Mr. Rafter today said that you can talk as long as there's nothing on the agenda with that you want to talk about, but that doesn't give the person a right to speak if that item comes up and the board decides not to suspend the rules. So I'd like to see the rules for public comment put in writing for the board and for all the different committees, because there's different rules for different committees. And that's what I would like, is two things for the next agenda. One is address the signage, and number two is written rules for public comment, whether it's during the public comment period or whether an agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you. We will close the public comment section and move on to item number five, action regarding 2023 street reconstruction proposed roadway widths. Sean.
Thank you. The design on next year's street reconstruct project has started. Next year we will be reconstructing, we're proposing to reconstruct four streets, Karen Lane from Libel to Greenwald Street, Alloway Terrace from Riverside Drive to Termini, Jackson Street from Alloway Terrace to Derby Lane, and the east half of Roselawn Boulevard. The topographic survey of the project has been completed, and we've started to look at the existing roadway widths. The purpose of tonight's item is to review those roadway widths with you and to gain your acceptance on the proposed roadway widths moving forward so that we can continue with the design. Up on the projector in front of you and in your packet were typical sections. Those describe the existing and proposed roadway widths. For Karen Lane, the existing roadway width is 31 feet, measured from back of curb. Consists of two 13.5-foot lanes with 24-inch curb and gutter on the outside. We're proposing to match that existing width with a 31-foot roadway measured from back of curb with two 13.5-foot lanes with 24-inch curb and gutter. Go to the next slide. Alloway Terrace is a narrow roadway. The existing pavement width is 24 feet measured from back of curb with 24-inch curb and gutter on each side. We're recommending that we match, that the proposed roadway width match the existing width for a couple of reasons. It's a dead-end street, low traffic, low travel speed, and the land use is predominantly residential.
And Sean, what's the reason for Karen Lane?
To match the existing one?
Yeah.
A 31-foot width is what you find throughout the village. It is less than what we require by code, but that width does serve our residential streets well, just because it minimal traffic, low speed, and predominantly the land use is residential. So,
okay.
Jackson Street, the existing roadway width, I found this kind of strange that it's 30 feet from back, measured from back of curb, two 13-foot lanes in each direction with 24-inch curb and gutter on the side. For this street as well, we're proposing to design the roadway matching the existing width. Go ahead and go down to Roselawn. Before we talk about Roselawn Boulevard, as mentioned before, the village code requires a minimum width of 33 feet measured from back of curb. The three streets that we just talked about, the pavement widths are less than that. And again, we're proposing to match the existing width because they're low speed, low traffic volume roadways, and by making them wider than what they are today will in some ways cause impacts to amenities that are located outside of the back of curb, such as trees, planters, in some cases slopes on Galloway Terrace at the very west end. The topography is somewhat steep. If we were to widen the roadway, we'd have to grade back several feet on each side. By resolution, the village board can grant staff permission to move ahead with roadway or pavement widths less than required by village code, and that resolution is provided in your packet. Roselawn Boulevard, last year we reconstructed the west half. This year we're proposing to reconstruct the east half of the roadway, and we're proposing to do that in a similar way that we had reconstructed the west half last year. We're proposing to design, bid, and construct Roselawn Boulevard, applying the same standards that we had applied last year. On the screen in front of you is Roselawn Boulevard. Outside of the island areas, what I'll call the tangent areas, the existing roadway width is 37 feet measured from back of curb, with two 16.5-foot lanes in each direction with 24-inch curb and gutter. Staff is proposing to to design Roselawn Boulevard matching that existing roadway width. As you know, the bike and pedestrian comprehensive plan does include sidewalk. We will be designing the roadway such that in the future, if the village board elects to do so, sidewalk could be constructed. If you want to go to the next section. In the island areas, we have a much wider section. We have a boulevard or an island. The width of that island varies on the east half. Typically speaking, it's 40 feet wide, measured from back of curb. But on the very east end of the project, there is an island that is 20 foot wide, measured from back of curb. Outside of the island, there are two lanes, eastbound and westbound, with a pavement width of 21 feet measured from back of curb on each side. Below is the proposed section, and as you remember, to accommodate sidewalk in the future on the north side, we're proposing no different than what we had done last year to eliminate 2 feet of the island on the north side and shift the westbound lane south to create a little more room on the north side for terrace and sidewalk. With your acceptance tonight, we'll continue to move ahead with the design of the projects. And when we've gotten to a point, something a little bit greater than 60% of preliminary plans, we'll have a public information and invite people in to kind of an open house format type meeting where we'll have plans on display. We'll have a short presentation and answer questions at the end.
When do you think that'll be?
I think in middle of December, early January timeframe.
Okay. Do we not need a resolution for Roselawn?
We don't, because the pavement width is wider than okay. the minimum requirement.
Okay. Any questions for Sean?
Any feedback at all from the residents on either Karen, Alloway, or Jackson? They're kind of okay with existing and are fine with just repeating that?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. Okay. We had taken this item out of the Public Works Committee. nobody had provided public comment at that time, and he had made a recommendation to the village board to move ahead with the proposed width as described in the typical sections.
Next.
Chris?
Just to refresh my memory, and for some reason I recorded it that the outcome of that whole Roselawn thing was we weren't going to change, or you weren't going to change, the footprint of the road at all. So when you talk about the 2 foot shifting to enable, keep the options open for a sidewalk on the north side, did that happen, that it was shifted, but the width stayed the same as they were pre-shift?
The pavement width stayed the same, but the shift did happen.
Yeah.
We had pulled 2 feet, eliminated 2 feet on the north side of the island, and shifted the westbound lane at the island's south to create space on the north side to accommodate sidewalk in the future.
Okay, and there was a lot of concern about the width of the islands, the green areas staying the same.
It was.
They didn't shrink.
They did.
They just moved over 2 feet.
The pavement width stayed the same. We had reduced the island width by 2 feet on the north side, and shifted the westbound lane adjacent to the island 2 feet south to create more room on the outside to accommodate sidewalk in the future.
Okay, so in a way it stayed the same, it just, even the island moved over. Okay, that answers my question then. Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Green.
I move to approve.
Okay. Do I have a second? Trustee
second.
Harris.
The resolution.
Any discussion? We have a motion to approve the resolution 2022-19 and a second. All those in favor, signify.
President Rector, do we also need to technically, along from approving the resolution, do we also have to acknowledge or approve moving forward on Roselawn, as described, or as we did on 2021.
As presented,
yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice.
I don't know if we need to formally do that. I'd rather
we can.
It'd be great if I could get a motion that would approve the resolution as provided in your packet, and a motion that would approve the proposed roadway list as presented on the typical sections.
Trustee Green.
That is my motion as presented.
Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your second, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Any discussion? A lot of work to be done. We have a motion to approve the proposed street widths and resolution 2022-19. And a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item 6A through C, consent agenda. Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the consent agenda and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 7. Do any of my fellow trustees have something you'd like to see on a future agenda?
I'll bite. Maybe sometime after this election, a clarification, a staff clarification of our sign ordinance and sign enforcement, which might not be the same thing. I don't know.
Okay. We can look into that. Any other future agenda items? Okay, I will accept a motion to convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985-1E, deliberating or negotiating with purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, specifically developers agreement. And Wisconsin Statute 1985-1C, considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility.
So moved under the auspices of 1985-1C and 1E.
Do I have a second?
I'm sorry.
Trustee Deutsch. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
We are back in open. We are back in open session to take action on anything from closed. There are no items to take an action on, so I will accept the motion to adjourn. Trustee Harris, seconded by Trustee Deutsch. Any discussion? We have a motion to adjourn and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tim.